This week, incumbent Boise Mayor Dave Beter alleged that runoff competitor Lauren McLean raised, quote, dark money through her fundraising organization. But what exactly is dark money? Tess Goodwin explains the term, its legality, and its impact on local politics.
The term dark money refers to political donations to nonprofit organizations that are not required to disclose their donors. While it's not illegal, it can raise some ethical questions. Jacqueline Kettler, a political science professor at Boise State University, joined Idaho Matters to unpack recent dark money claims in the mayoral election. One of the political action committees in question is the Conservation Voters for Idaho Action Fund. It donated heavily to McLean's campaign. Kettler says these funds don't fall under dark money because the PAC discloses its donors.
The groups that are receiving funds as a result are disclosing their donors, then there's not dark money. If they are nonprofits like social welfare organizations that don't disclose, well, they wouldn't be disclosing anyways.
Kettler says McLean has also been criticized for the Idaho Progressive Investors Network that she founded. The organization acts as a matchmaker between donors and causes. Because donors are not giving money directly to the network, Kettler says the possibility of unethical dark money is less likely.
If the money was flowing through the organization to then shield the original donors, then that would be more concerning.
Kettler says it's hard to know how much dark money is here in local politics, but for now, it's more prevalent in national elections. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.